Parshat Lech Lecha, Bruchim Aboim. Welcome back as we begin Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach. Hopefully a new year of Shiurim ala Parasha. In Parshat Lech Lecha, obviously, the central figure is of course Avraham Avinu, and we would like to discuss for a moment or two the Avoida of Avraham Avinu. There is, I think, an enormous question that needs to be asked about the way that the Torah relates to us the life and times of Avraham Avinu. If we were to ask ourselves, what would we say is the central theme of the life of the Avodah of Avraham Avinu? He personified which midah or midos? So we open our parasha and we see it hinted to, although it's not explicit, and it says in Pasuk Hey that he took with him when he went on his trip, took his wife, he took his nephew, and then he also took es hanefesh asher osu b'choron, literally translated, the souls which he made in Choron. So Rashi says that the pshutei shel mikra, the simple understanding is the slaves and maidservants that he had acquired. And when it says in the pasuk, asher osu b'choron, osu, which he made, it's not translated as he made, but rather that he acquired. That's the simple pshat. But there is a remez, the famous Rashi, and that is that it's not referring to the slaves, it's referring to all those he converted. Because, as Rashi tells us, Avraham Avinu was Megayer, the men, Sarah, the women. Umale aleim hakosuv ki'ilu asom. It's as if he made them. Made them spiritually, because he was the one who converted them and was Makar of them. So, hanefesh asha asu b'choron is a reference, albeit a hint, to the fact that Avraham Avinu spent his life converting people and bringing them close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, the Targum Yerushalmi, on this pasuk, HaNefesh Asher Osu B'choron, says, V'yaf Nafshasa D'gairin. D'gairin, that he was Megair. Now, a little bit of a history lesson. We all know Avraham Avinu, at the young age of, some say 3, the Rambam says 40, but either way, he of his own volition was makir es boiro. He recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the fact that he created the world. Now, let's just read together. The Rambam gives us, as it were, a brief biography of Avraham Avinu's life. This Rambam is to be found right in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And he says, Avraham Avinu from a young age used to ponder to himself, Bayoim ubalailo, non-stop, day and night. He used to think to himself, Heich efsher, how is it possible that this world exists and that it operates and it runs? If it indeed operates, there must be an operator. This was the question, the theological or the... That's what I'm looking for? Philosophical, thank you. The philosophical question that Avraham Avinu was asking. If the world operates, then surely there must be an operator. E'efshe, can't be she is tavevis atzmoi. The world can't just operate by itself. Says the Rambam, but he had no teacher. He had nobody to teach him. His father, his natural teacher, was an idol worshipper. The way the Rambam describes them is he lived amongst oivei koichovim hatipshim, foolish idol worshippers. So he had nobody to teach him, nobody to answer his deep philosophical questions. And he says his father, his mother, everybody around him, that was the predominant culture at the time. Oivei avodah zarah. Says the Rambam, until Adshe Hisig Derecho Emes. So who taught Avraham Avinu? He taught himself. He came about the Emes through his own pondering V'yoda, and he knew sheyesh shom Eloika echad. And he came to the inescapable conclusion that there is one operator, there is one Ribbono shel Olam who created the world, who runs the world. V'hu manig agalgal, and he is the one who causes everything to run. And he realized, describes the Rambam, V'yoda, shekol ha'olam toyim. He came to the understanding, everybody here is making a mistake. Everybody's making a mistake. Nobody else has arrived at the undisputable truth besides for himself. So he made it his mission. He made it his mission to spread the word. Uben arba'im shana. The Rambam says he was 40. He was 40 when he came about to this emes. And what did he do? Well, first, he broke all the idols of his father. This we know is the story, Terach in the saw. Every child from Cheder knows the story. The Rambam describes it. They wanted to kill him. He was thrown into the furnace. He escaped miraculously. This is, of course, the nace of Er Kastim. Thank you, Rabbi Shur. V'hischil la'amoid, thank you. V'likroi b'koil godol. And the Rambam describes in very vivid detail. V'hischil la'amoid, so he got up and made it his mission. V'likroi b'koil godol. In a big voice, l'kol ha'oilom. Avraham Avinu went traveling all round the world. Ulahidiyam, and he made it his business to inform everybody that there's one God. And he went, says the Rambam, me'ir le'ir, from city to city, mamlocha le'mamlocha, from kingdom to kingdom, traveled the world, four corners of the globe, until eventually he came to Eretz Yisrael. By this time, says the Rambam, he had a large gathering of followers. How many people were in his yeshiva? Says the Rambam, Achenitzkapsu Eilov, Alofim Viravovois, thousands and tens of thousands, which means he had a minimum of 20,000 Talmidim. He was the greatest Makarev in living history. Non-living history. Over 20, the Rambam says, Ravovois. Ravovois, 10,000 in the plural. It's a minimum of 20,000 Talmidim. That's a colossal number. V'chiber bo'i sforim. In fact, he even wrote books. Avraham Avinu authored books. That's what the Rambam says. In which he described and explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And the Rambam goes on to explain how the Avraham Avinu then passed this on to his son Yitzchok. Yitzchok then passed it on to his son Yaakov. Until finally the Rambam says, V'nasis bo'olam uma. There became a nation. Shehu yodas es Hashem. Instead of just various individuals who followed Avram, it became the family, it became the nation of Klal Yisrael. So clearly we see in the Rambam that Avraham Avinu's life work was to spread Emunah in the world. We all know, as we mentioned, the story with Terach and the idol worships. We all know the pasuk that says, Vayita Eshel Be'er Shova Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem. What did Chazal tell us? Chazal tell us that he used to have guests and he used to tell them after the meal when they used to thank him, he said, don't thank me. It's nothing to do with me. You have to thank the one who created the food. Avraham Avinu, didn't you plant this? I may have planted it. It's nothing to do with me. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avraham Avinu's life's work was, in one word, we would say, Emunah. Avraham Avinu was the pillar of faith and belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and made it his life's mission to spread the word. But I think we would all say that Avraham Avinu was also the paradigm of which midah? Of Chesed. Titein emes le'Yaakov, Chesed le'Avraham. You open up the Torah and you see the tremendous Chesed that he did with the Orchim, third day of the Mila in next week's parasha. Then goes on to explain how he davened for Sodom, that was also an act of chesed. How he made sure that Lot would get rescued, also an act of chesed. how he buried his wife Sarah, very difficult to negotiate the land. That was also an act of chesed. So clearly, Avraham Avinu was the Amud Ha'emuna and the Amud of chesed. That quite clearly seems to be his dual work in his life. Now it's true that the two actually go hand in hand. How do they go hand in hand? As we just explained. Because when he invited guests and undertook a project of chesed, but he used that as a trigger for spreading emunah. As the Gemara tells us, it's a Gemara in Saita. It says, after the meal, they used to thank him, and he said, don't thank me, v'chi meshaliach alta, you didn't eat my food. Rather, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one who you have to be thanking. And in fact, the Medrash says, if they refused, then he said, no problem, then you have to pay me the full price. 5-star hotel service over here. Because after all, make your decision. If you really believe it doesn't come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it comes from me. Well, then I've got every right to charge you for it. So it is clear that he used his chesed to propel to further the emunah. So what's the big question? Do you know what the big question is? If it's really true, as it seems quite clearly in the Rambam and the Midrashim and the Gemara, that Avraham Avinu was the Amud HaEmunah on the one hand, and the Amud HaChesed on the other, then doesn't the question need to be asked, why is there so little described in the Torah about his Avodas Emunah? Everything we just read was not from the Psukim, it was from the Rambam. The Rambam tells us in great elaborate detail how he formed the nation, and how he wrote books, and how he gathered Talmidim, how he spread the word, and how he broke the idols. There's not a word about that in the Torah. Not one word. Every little cheder yingle knows, comes home this week with various pictures of idols in different colors and different shapes and sizes. It's not written in the Torah. Do you know where it's hinted to in the Torah? Which words? Ur kastim. Ur, from the word light, fire. That's a reference to the fact that he was thrown into the furnace with Nimrod. That's all there is. There is no other reference to that whatsoever. What's the big secret? As we began, the posse that we began with today, Hanefesh asher osu b'choron. What does Rashi say? The simple translation is the slaves that he acquired. But there's a medrash, there's a remez. No, it actually applies. It's referring to those that he was Megaya and he was Makarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. His Avoida Soemunah. And it's all hint, remez form, no detail at all. And yet when we get to the aspects of chesed, every detail. We know the exact menu that was on offer the day that the three guests came to Avraham Avinu. We know what he served and how he served it. We know all the details of how he davened for Sidurim. We started with 50 and then with 40 and with 30. We know how he saved Lot, and we know how he buried Sarah and every detail of the conversation with Ephraim and how much it cost him. All the details of chesed are there at great length. So this is a big question that we need to try and answer. What's the big secret? Why does the Torah not tell us about the aspect of Emunah, which is surely no less important than the fact that Avraham Avinu is also the Amud HaChesed? If not for the Rambam, if not for Rashi, if not for the Medrash, you'd never know from the Torah that Avraham Avinu was involved in Emunah. You'd never know it. Even if that's the case, Vehemimlo, it doesn't mean in that particular case that he came to the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. There it's talking about after he already done so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him in the Bris Bein Avsarim, so whatever was promised, he believed. That's all it means. But it's not the Emunah that we're talking about, spreading the ideal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That there's no mention, in fact, hardly a hint in the Torah. But it comes to the chesed, every last detail. That's a very big question that needs to be answered. So I'd like to suggest, very briefly, the answer may be as follows. And some of what we're about to explain now, I saw in the Sefer Sipsei Chaim by Reb Chaim Friedlander. He's got several Sfarim, but he's got two on Midos and Avodas Hashem. Those of you who join us on Monday nights for our Musavad, we want to mention some of this in Avad on the middle of Chesed. There is a frightening Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us, we all know the tragic story of the Asura Harugei Malchus, the 10 great Tanoim, Tana Eleikim, each one, and they were killed in the most vicious, brutal, cruel way by the Romans. Rav Hananya ben Tradian, we make mention of this both on Tisha B'Av morning and Yom Kippur in Musaf. How did Rav Hananya ben Tradian, how did he himself die? They attached him to a Sefer Torah and they burnt him alive together with the Sefer Torah. Rav Hananya ben Tradian, says the Gemara, when he caught wind of what was going to happen, he said as follows, I don't think I'm going to escape this. I won't be saved. Eini nitzel. Eini nitzel. And he said to one of the great Tanoim, I think you will be saved. He said this to Rabbi Loza ben Parta. Rabbi Loza, you will be saved, but I won't be. Why? So he said, because you are Isak Batoiro, and also in Chesed. Torah and Chesed. Va'ani loyosakti elo b'Torah. My life's project was Torah, but I wasn't involved in Chesed. And then he threw out the most startling phrase, and he said, Kol ha'oisek b'Torah bilvad. If you're oisek only in Torah, but it's not coupled with Chesed, it is as if kemi she'ein loy eloika. There's no connection to God. And the Gemara then queries this. One second, but he was Isaac in Chesed. The Gemara says quite clearly that on Purim, all the matonas of Yoinim, all used to be collected by him, and he was the one who distributed it. So he was involved in Chesed. The Gemara says, yeah, but that wasn't his money. He was allocating and distributing other people's money. And the Gemara comes back again, no, but we have reference that on occasion he did give his own money. The Gemara says it wasn't quite done in a perfect way, so therefore he considered himself in some way, on his lofty level, there was a shortcoming in the middle of Chesed. If I have Torah without Chesed, he said, I can't be saved, I have no Eloika. It goes without saying, this cannot obviously be translated literally. It obviously means that there are endless levels of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there was a level that wasn't attained. The reason being, because although he was Isaac B'Torah, but he wasn't Isaac in Chesed. We learn from this Gemara that for a person to be truly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be considered that I have a God, one has to be Isaac in Chesed. And if one is not, then on a certain level, it's Kemi She'ein Loy Eloika. It's Kemi She'ein Loy Eloika. So therefore, the way that we can explain this is really all based on one phrase in Rashi. Because the Gemara tells us at the end of Masechta Sukkah that Avraham Avinu is called the Nodiv. What's a Nodiv? A donor, a giver. So we would all translate that, what does it mean? Why is Avraham Avinu the Nodiv? Because he's a tremendous Baal Chesed, and that's not what it says in Rashi. You know what Rashi says? Five words. Do you know why he's called a Nodiv, says Rashi? Shenodvo liboy. He, as it were, was generous of heart. Lahakir es boiroi. To recognize his creator. Shenodvo liboy. Lahakir es boiroi. His generosity of heart propelled him, brought him to Lahakir es boiroi, to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What has one got to do with the other? How does generosity of heart bring you to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So I see in this Rashi, and this is really the principle that I'd like to share with you tonight, I see in this Rashi a tremendous chiddush. Lahakir es boiroi, emunah b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is based on generosity of heart. That's what Rashi is teaching me. Emunah is based on Chesed. My connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is based on chesed. And that's what Rav Hananiah ben Tradium was saying. If I don't have chesed, then to a certain extent, I have a shortfall in my connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi is telling us a tremendous chiddush. Nodva liboy lahakir es boiroi. It begins with Nedivas HaLev, and it ends with lahakir es boiroi. First chesed, followed by emunah. What does that mean? Why is chesed the basis for emunah? So this can be explained in one of two ways. One way could be as follows. Rabbi Yehuda David, I think you can identify with this. Imagine somebody has no appreciation whatsoever for classical music. In fact, they're tone deaf. So you sit down with him, you bring him to Rabbi Yehuda David's studio, and you say to him, listen, I'm going to play you the most marvelous performance of Beethoven's Fifth. Sits there, puts on the headphones, feet up on the couch. Rabbi Yehuda David is then cloud nine, and this person, at the end of the performance, says, whoa, what an awful noise. Yeah. Noise? That was Beethoven's Fifth. To him, what does it sound like? A noise, because there's no connection to it. There's no appreciation. Imagine your young son is learning to play the drums. If he plays the drums, that's real noise, really, I'll never claim. But if it is coming from a drummer, then to him, that's not noise, that's a rhythm. That's a beat. And every time you hear somebody just tapping or banging, that's a rhythm. Is it 3-4? Is it 4-4? Is it slow? Is it fast? And to everybody else, it's just a cacophony of noise. And the more one becomes more musical, the more one appreciates music, the more connection you have to it. Imagine you have no appreciation for art. In fact, you have blurred eyesight. You bring him to some art museum. You say, oh, wow, look at that picture. That looks a bit of a mess to me. A mess? That's a 10 billion piece of art. But I have no appreciation for it. I have no connection to it. The Rishonim explain. Did you know what it means that we are created in God's image? But Talmeinu, what does that mean we are created in God's image? The Sforno says, in order to become connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means with the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one has to have an innate capacity to connect to those Midos. You cannot teach somebody to learn to play the piano if he doesn't have the capacity to know how to do so. He's got no appreciation, he's no understanding, he's got no ear for music. HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore cannot expect, as it were, us to connect to his midos without planting in us the ability, the potential, the capacity to connect to his midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world of chesed. Olam chesed yibomeh. And if you want to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the ultimate Baal Chesed, there has to be this seed that's planted in every single one of us, and it, indeed it is, the capacity to become a Baal Chesed. And the more Chesed one produces, the more Chesed one performs, the bigger Baal Chesed one becomes, like in our Moshul, you become more musical, you become more connected to the great music. More appreciation, more attachment, more understanding, more close. If you want to become close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if you want your emunah, lahakir es boiroi, if you want to forge a close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to emulate him and understand him, you first have to be that Baal Chesed yourself. The more you develop a midah of Chesed, the more you appreciate, the more alert, the more awake you are to chesed. Imagine that somebody is not a Baal Chesed, and all he is living a life of me, 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 me. He's never aware of the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs for him. He doesn't have an ear or an eye for chesed. Doesn't have an eye for chesed. Somebody again is learning to play music. If he hears in the background, in the distance, some classical music, he taps into that. He's forever alert. But not somebody who's tone deaf. Somebody who's not a Baal Chesed is tone deaf to the outpouring of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed towards us. And therefore we really understand that the basis of Emunah is Chesed. The more the Baal Chesed we become ourselves, the more connected, the more aware, the more of a relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the ultimate Baal Chesed, Olam Chesed Yibonu, such that Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed is really based on Chesed. If you become a Baal Chesed, you have more appreciation for Chesed. You therefore strengthen your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another way of explaining. And the second way of explaining is, the yesod of the middle of Chesed really is what? To break the Anochi. We are naturally self-centered. B'shvili nivra ha'olam, it's all about me, myself, and I. The middle of Chesed necessarily requires us to believe, to understand, to live a life in which we appreciate that there exists an existence outside of ourselves. It's not all about me. There are other people. And I have to tend to their needs. And I sometimes have to humble myself and take money out of my pocket and put it in theirs. But somebody who's all self-based, egoistic, it's all about me, then he can never become a Baal Chesed. Because what does he say? As the Mishnah tells us, Shalcha Shali, I have to give you my money. To the contrary, not only do I not need to give you my money, in fact you need to give me yours, because it's all about me. You don't exist, you have no rights, you don't deserve anything. I deserve everything. The Baal Chesed is the one who is able to be Mevatel Yami. Mevatel Yamoichi. And he recognizes that outside of myself there is an existence, and it's not all about me. That is the stepping stone to recognizing the ultimate existence outside of me, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lahakir es boiroi. What does that mean, lahakir es boiroi? That's not all about me. What did Paro say in Mitzrayim? Paro was the ultimate Anoichi. They told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told you to release Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. What did he say? Mi Hashem. Asher Eshma B'Koylei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Never heard of him. He went down to the Nile. What did he say? I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I created the Nile. I created myself. I'm everything. There's no one outside of me. It's all me, me, me. So of course he's not a Baal Chesed. Paro is the Baal Chesed. Paro is the opposite of Chesed. He's the ultimate Achzori. He's willing to kill hundreds of children every day in order to bathe in his blood, because that's what I need. But why should the poor innocent children die? Because they have no existence. It's all about me, because I created everything. But the Baal Chesed is the opposite. The Baal Chesed is the one who realizes that outside of the Anoichi there is an existence. And I'm going to tend to their existence and to their needs. And that therefore will be the stepping stone to what? To recognizing the ultimate existence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the necessity, therefore, to be machmiya ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such that once again we see that the basis of Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chesed. First stage, break the Anoichi. The natural stepping stone from there on in is Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it all begins with Chesed. I think, Merav Ravoisai, we have just now answered our question, and with this we finish. We said that Avraham Avinu is, as we quite clearly see in Chazal, the Amud Ha'emuna. But he's also the Amud of Chesed. So what did we ask? So why does the Torah go into such lavish detail about the Chesed aspect, but doesn't mention anything, a few remozim here and there, to the Indian of Emuna? Do you know what the answer is, Rabbi Yisai? The Torah is not a storybook. That's the answer. The Torah, the purpose of the Torah is not to write a biography of Avraham Avinu. If you want to have the complete life and times of Avraham Avinu, the Torah is not the address. Torah, the word Torah means to teach. The Torah is written to teach us how to act. The Torah is our guide. What's written in the Torah is there to teach us what to do. What do we do? How do we follow Avraham Avinu? And the answer is, become Baalei Chesed. Emunah is the manifestation thereof, but it doesn't begin there, it ends there. That was that Rashi. Nodva liboyim lahakiras boyre. It all begins with generosity of the heart. That then is the natural stepping stone to Emunah b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it begins with Chesed. So yes, the Rambam historically will tell us in great detail all about the Emunah and how Avraham Avinu went around the world spreading the word, and he wrote books and he had Talmidim. But if I'm reading the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what must I do? The answer is, become a Baal Chesed. Torah is teach me what I must do. I must become a Baal Chesed. That's the instruction guide. The Emunah will be the fruits of my labor. That will be the product. And if you are interested to know of historical interest, that's what in fact happened to Avraham Avinu. But that's not what I must do. The Torah's function is to teach me, Torah, Moireh, to teach me what to do. In order to teach me what to do, the Torah doesn't begin with the end. It begins with the beginning. And that's why the Torah grows into all the details of the chesed of Avraham Avinu. Not that that was any less important than the Emunah Chas V'Shalom, but that was the basis to the Emunah. The Torah doesn't teach you about the Emunah. That's the manifestation. That's the product. But all the preparatory work is the Chesed. And that's why the Torah goes into all the intricate details of what he served to the Malachim and how difficult it was. And it was a very hot day, and then with Loit, and then with Stoim, and then with Sarah. Because that's the Avodah of Avraham Avinu that I am supposed to emulate. I will then become the Ma'amin B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, like Avraham Avinu did. Because once you are a Baal Chesed, as we've explained, you're one step away from being a Ma'amin. Either the first Mahalach, because you're more appreciative of Chesed, you become closer to Hashem, or because you have broken the Onoichi, and you recognize there are existences outside of yourself, my friends, my family, and ultimately, the Rabbeinu Shleilam. But either way, Chesed is stage one. Emunah is the product thereof. So therefore, if we ask the question, why does the Torah not talk about the Emunah, but does about the Chesed, does that mean that Chesed is more important, Emunah is less important? Doesn't mean that. But the Torah is my guidebook. This teaches me what I must do. What I must do is become a Baal Chesed. In fact, the Chazal tell us, the Torah begins with Chesed and ends with Chesed. The very first Parshas Bereishis is all about Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world for us. It ends with Chesed, with the Kavura of Moshe. The Gemara says from beginning to end, it's all about Chesed. Because our Emunah, our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in fact based totally on the Midah of Chesed.